Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Welcome to A Wonderful Approach Radio. I'm your host, Khadija Seven, and I am so very pleased to be here on this Wednesday. I want to thank and welcome everyone that took the time out of their day to join us. Wednesdays are my special spiritual day. They are the day that I'm cleaning glasses, I am dusting off my prayers, I'm practicing, I'm in my whites. I'm really intentionally trying hard to be that spiritual person, to have put God first in all things, to be mindful of my language and everything like that. So Wednesdays are very, very, very special. And then I get to wrap up the day with my family, the Wonderful Approach family, Mother Eagle Ministries, a number of temples that get represented here each Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So Wednesdays are special, and I love wrapping up my day with the family, and we get into it. We hold no bars. This is going to be one of those shows. Every now and again, we'll have that hot show. And, you know, I just have to kind of take off the gloves, take off the sunglasses, take off all of those cutesy things that we put on to shield ourselves, to protect ourselves, whatever. This is the time where we have to really take an honest look at what we're doing in, you know, in our life, with our spirituality, and our spiritual relationship. Our relationship with God is the most important relationship that we will have. So we spend a lot of time thinking about that relationship, developing it, just whatever we can do to move into the positive so that we know more, so we're more secure. All of that. So Wednesdays are that day where we allow God to be more than any other day of the week. You know, we're all, God is always our focus, but Wednesdays are something very, very special. Last week when we got together, oh my goodness, it was a wonderful powerhouse show. We spoke about animal totems. Myself being a natural person and spending a lot of time in nature, with nature, observing nature, you know, learning my lessons through nature. It was an absolute wonderful show. We had people, a lot of people call in, actually, and shared about how animal totems influenced their life. We spoke about the owl, the wolf. I think the elephant got a mention, the lion. The fox, we had a number of wonderful callers that shared their experiences with their animal totems and with animal spirits. And we shouted out to a couple of our fur babies that have gone on to the spirit world when they were here with us, guiding us and giving us love and acceptance and protection and all those wonderful things that, our animal brothers and sisters provide for us. It was a wonderful show. If you like, all of the older shows can be seen, not yet, all the older shows can be heard via, you can go onto to Facebook, and A Wonderful Approach has a Facebook page, and all the older shows are there. So if you wanted to go back and listen to a show, all you have to do is click on that, and then you get to see and hear. Not see, my goodness. Okay, you get to hear one of the older shows. And it was a lot of fun. And I can tell you, family, every show always brings out something unexpected. Someone brings out a message that I hadn't planned on. Someone, you know, adds something more that I hadn't considered. And so I absolutely love when the interactiveness of the show. this show is fantastic because of the people that call in. You know, I love what I do, but I love what I do when I'm doing it with my family. So I always, always welcome my wonderful Approach family and those that work hard to keep me righteous, all those that work hard to, as I see, you know, we're building and we're growing and developing, I absolutely love it. And I'm learning right along with you. All of us are learning at the same time. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So if you would like to call in and contribute, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me and the switchboard know that you would like to add to the group. And we love it when you add to the group because, like I said, everyone has a little different take on the topic. So I'll formulate these words to mean one thing in my mind, but then I'll have a caller call in and just totally, totally take it another direction. And I love it because it gives a fullness. You know, we're all here to teach and to learn. If you are learning, that means you're also teaching. And if you're teaching, you should be aware that there's a lesson in there for you as well. So I absolutely adore it. I love what I do. It's obvious and evident. And I love my Wednesday evenings because that means I've made it through the day. Whatever challenge was there, I made it through. And now I get to unwind. And we're going to sit back with our tea, our coffee, and discuss some things. There's some things we got to learn. There's some things that have to be said. Now, for those that have been with the show for a minute, you know, we had a co-host, Mama Khadijah, and Mama Khadijah each week brought her plethora of knowledge, experience to the show. And of all the things that she would come and to give to us, her unconditional love was absolutely phenomenal. That was one of her key points in her life, in her teachings, and all of it, that unconditional love. I can tell you, family, I am not there. I don't even know if that's something I'm working on or thinking about, but I'm not quite there yet. But one thing that I know for sure, that I know like I know my name, is that self-love piece has got to get stronger. And I say stronger because I'm hoping we're going to talk about some love. We're going to define it. We're going to build on it. We're really going to try to get a good basis as to what this love is. But what I have seen, some of the things that confuse me in life, some of the things that hurt my feelings, you know, that make me really, really feel some sort of way, all of them come from a lack of self-love. When I see someone's self-love too low, when I see them not caring enough about their own well-being, whether it be physical, spiritual, emotional, relationships and stuff, you know, when I see that self-love piece get too low, the effects of that are scary. They're you know, they can be so damaging, so harmful. So I know one of the big ways that we can protect ourselves from the negativity that is rampant, unfortunately, is we have to have that self-love piece in place. Because when you love yourself, it's going to be evident and obvious. You're going to do certain things. You're going to not do certain things. And, you know, this is a spiritual show. We are a spiritual family. This is a spiritual group. And so, you know, we look at things spiritually, even though we know that it can have ramifications and the carnal understanding as well. But really, we're looking at things spiritually. How in the world does this impact our spirit? Because when it starts to impact our spirit, then we can say, hey, wait a minute, this is pretty big. This has long-term effects, whether it be positive or negative. So it's so very important that we begin to understand, you know, this self-love piece and how to go about caring for ourselves. I talk about self-care all the time. I know when we started last year, A Wonderful Approach travels, okay? We are extremely mobile. And I think the beginning of 2018, we were in Augusta, Georgia, and having a wonderful guided meditation there, a wonderful prayer circle there. And it came up, self-care. Everyone in the room had to really address their lack of self-care and what they were going to do about it. What are we going to do? What changes are you going to make? How are you going to put those changes in place right here, right now? And that's how we started that year. And it was a wonderful start because hopefully a number of the people that were in that room made some changes. And it's so interesting to me to see who was in that room and remembrance who was in that room and the changes that were needed for their self-care. So here we are, you know, a year and a half afterwards, and this self-care, self-love piece is still something that has to be actively worked on. We have got to actively get an understanding of what it is and how we can positively impact it. If we don't get a good grip on it, if we're not paying enough attention to it, unfortunately, there are repercussions, there are consequences. And the consequences are we don't always get to choose the consequence that this lack of self-love, self-care produces, okay? They're not consistent. It's not like a recipe. You do this, you get that. You do that. You don't do this, you don't get. No, it doesn't happen like that. In a lot of situations, we can choose our action, but we can't choose our consequence. So there. You know, I have spoken to many, many a person, and we all make mistakes. But I've spoken to many people who've made many different types of mistakes. And I'll ask, okay, was that worth it? And of course, I do this with my children, you know. After, you know, we've gotten in trouble, after we've made some poor decisions, after. You know, the question comes in, was that worth it? And of course, we'll get the no. No, it's not worth it. I shouldn't have done it. Blah, 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 blah. You know. But at that time, they don't get to pick the punishment. They have to take whatever consequence that they have coming to them because that's reality. Reality does not allow you to pick the consequences. So we have to be working in the positive with our actions. So when we talked, I spoke with the little powerhouse just yesterday evening, little short powerhouse. And she was talking to me about love. Now, why this sister was speaking to me about love, I was unsure. But within my spirit, I became aware that I needed to listen. And not just listen with the two ears that are on my head, but to really absorb what this powerhouse was telling me. And she was saying, love is a behavior. You're going to see the behavior of love. And it was such a deep point for me that I had to write it down. You know, I told her, I have to write this down. You know, love is a behavior. You know, so how someone acts, what someone does, that is going to be the evidence of the love, of what that behavior is. You know, someone is not going to treat you one way, but yet say they love you. love is going is something that you can feel, something you can see. There's evidence to it. And from that conversation, you know, from that spark that she gave me, Spirit took it a step further and was like, okay, if love is a behavior, if love is something that you do, whether it's being kind, whether it is, you know, making that extra phone call, no matter what, if love is something that you do, what does self-love look like? How are we loving ourselves? And I really had to sit down with this. You know, in fact, I sent the question out to a couple of people, you know, because I'm like, wait a minute. Is this as deep to you as it is to me? Are you feeling this like I'm feeling this? How am I giving evidence to the love that I have for myself? What does that look like? Does it look like me constantly beating myself up over mistakes I've made? No, I can tell you it's not. And so when I started to think about, you know, because I'm sitting there with pen and paper, like this, like she just opened up the sky and showed me what the sun was. I'm sitting there like, okay, let me write down all the things I think I do to love myself. And then I sat down and said, okay, well, let me write down all the things I think I do to love my children. And I was like, okay, so the list is getting long on the children list because, you know, I love my boys. You know, that they are my sons. You know, I love them. But I had to look at the length of my personal sheet. What was I doing to love me? And that was nowhere near long enough. And I challenge all of us to sit down with this idea. Sit down and think about this for a minute. What does it look like when you're loving yourself? How are you intertwining God into loving yourself? Because God is the reason why we should love ourselves. We are fashioned in his slash her image. God loves us so much that he created us to look like him, to be like him. Now, that's some love. So my question is, how do we love ourselves? What do we do? How do we put this into practice? How do we get our shine to go from the inside out? How do we do this? So it was amazing for me. I had to sit down on it. I had to really develop this. So I want, of course, the phone lines are always open. All you have to do is press 1. That lets me know, hey, I'm ready. I want to contribute. I really need some assistance on this, and I really want to hear what we're all doing with this self-love piece. We have to do something with it. We have to put ourselves first. We have to love ourselves as if God was watching us. What would God want us to do with ourselves? Not beat ourselves up. I can tell you that. So we got a caller that wants to call in on this self-love, the necessity of self-love. That's the title of the show. So as I was thinking about the show, and this is a Spirit-led program, Spirit is always speaking, always teaching me. I who know nothing, you know what I'm saying? You know, Spirit is always speaking, always teaching. And so when I was like, oh, I love self-love, let's work on that. And they're like, well, we need to get to the necessity of it. Why do you have to have it? I said, whoa, why do we have to have it? So we're going to get to the answer to this. But this is pretty major for me. I don't call myself a lovey-dovey kind of person, but I know the importance of self-love and caring for yourself. So I'm waiting for the phone lines to light up. I already got a caller that wants to add in. I know this is going to be amazing, so I'm open to this. Greetings, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Greetings, Sister Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. I was getting ready to make sure I press one, and I had to turn my car on. So if I disconnect for a second, do not think I hung up. I just got to run to the car and get my Bluetooth back on this one. But
okay.
Mercury in retrograde, everybody. Mercury in retrograde. Anyway, what you just said, that is okay. The retreat that I attended, that y'all, those who were there know which one I'm talking about. What you just said about love is a behavior is what I was trying to say when I was saying what I was saying.
Okay.
So
okay.
When I was saying that love is, I know you were saying it's deeper than that, and I get that. I'm getting it, I should say. But what I was saying was I show my love through my action. I'm not lovey-dovey. I'm not a touchy-feely individual, but I'll be there when you need me. I will sacrifice my time for you. I will, you know, give you what I can of me, and that's how I show love. And so when you said that, it brought me right back there, and that's what I was trying to say, that love is a behavior. I kept saying love is a verb, love is an action, but what I should have said was love is a behavior, and that's how I show it. And now when you tie it together with some of the other things that I've been experiencing lately, I would say that when you're loving yourself and God is the source of that love, I think you brush your teeth more. I'm just being funny, but I'm being for real. You take care of yourself in a different kind of way. And I'm saying that because, y'all, everybody, I brush my teeth more. Okay. So I guess you treat yourself differently, and it's okay to not feel guilty to take care of yourself so you can recharge yourself in energy. So a lot of women, I don't know about men, but women will selfishly sacrifice their time for other folks and not get the time that they need for themselves. And that is one of my, you know, things I'm a champion for. I'm champion for women to take care of them. Well, people to stand up for themselves, period. But women especially to learn how to cut the cord or say no. Do the things that you weren't raised to do in order to keep yourself from dying early, literally. So I'm hoping that folks on the call will understand that to discipline your own guilt into not being as helpful to other people who should be doing their own thing does not mean you're not doing what you're supposed to be. It means that you're loving yourself first, and you have to love yourself first before you really can be of any use to anybody. So that's how
very
I see
much.
It. I totally agree. Love is an action. You got to show it. That's how you prove it, because I can tell you anything I want to say, and if I don't do the work, it's full of crap. And you know what I mean.
Yes, ma'am.
So thank you for bringing up this topic.
Yes, ma'am. You know, all the topics are connected in our lives individually and collectively. You know, so when I heard this, I was like, ooh, I just can't wait to see how this is going to turn out. So thank you so much for sharing and also evolving, you know what I'm saying, because your stuff has evolved so incredibly to, I can honestly say, I can see your self-love. And that's one thing about self-love. It's not a secret. You can tell the people that love themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's very obvious. So, yes, Sister Melissa, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember those moments. I remember. And I remember we have to get, I mean, it may seem aggressive, but we got to do it, you know. And that whole, you know, Melissa said a whole lot in 2 seconds. Women have been taught / trained to be these grand nurturers and givers and lovers and all of these wonderful things. And I'm ever so grateful to have that innate within me. But I don't want it to be to the point where it absorbs me. I don't want to be so giving that I don't give to myself. I don't want to be so focused on outside duties that I forget the very one that God has made me responsible for, and that is myself. And so, and a lot of times we don't even realize this until our children are out, grown from the house, and then we're like, oh, there goes all my love walking down the street. That should be a piece of your love. It shouldn't be all of it. You know, a big part of getting to 50, I'm getting to 50, and a lot of us are getting to 50. A big piece of getting to 50 and getting close to 50 is realizing how much of our life we've already given away to someone else, whether that was work, first marriage, second marriage, third marriage. You know, we've given so much away. And so as we're nearing 50, the question is, you know, well where is the self-love at? Where is the part where you said, this is for me? Where is the part that said, I'm going to intentionally do this for my benefit? And I'm going to feed people from my overflow, but this right here, this is for me. Where is that? We're not doing enough of that. Okay, so I got a call that wants to contribute. I love my callers. I want to make sure that I get to them. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Love and Light family. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am grand.
Good.
Awesome topic. And I am absolutely guilty of being one of those women who gave from my bone marrow for a very long time. Now that I'm appreciating this stage of my life as far as being an empty nester,
yes, okay.
I understand the importance even more to put some of the focus back on me for health reasons,
awesome.
For mental wellness reasons, just the importance of it's okay. Your job is done there. At least the big portion of your job is done there. And now
right.
you can feed the new reality. And that new reality puts you at the center. And it's absolutely okay. One of the things that I tell my clients often is that, oh my goodness, I lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry.
That's me in the amen corner.
yeah. I mean, it was right there because I was thinking about it the whole time while Melissa was talking. Okay. I tell my clients often and friends and family that no one is responsible for your happiness but you. And because
okay.
you are responsible for your happiness, anyone that comes into
yes.
your life is get to complement your happiness. So if you're not focusing on that self-care, what is there for that person to compliment?
That's
what can
right.
they contribute
That's right.
to? What can they help you enhance if you're not
right.
feeding yourself in a good way? So
mm-hmm.
I think it's very important, mm-hmm. as I say, that this is just like an awesome, awesome type topic. At a point,
mm-hmm.
the things that I know now, if I knew 10 years ago, 20 years ago, especially when it comes to self-care, I would be in a better position. I would have understood the
mm-hmm.
importance of having that balance. So even when we had the session in North Carolina, which was wonderful, and we had those multi-generations. You know, we got different generations,
yes.
and this generation talking to this one, talking to that one. I'm like, these
yes.
younger babies getting this wisdom
yes.
at their age, when they get to be my tender age of 16 again,
right.
they won't know how to act because they will have already
right.
known, oh, no, I have to do this for me so I don't go
yes.
through A, B, C, and D. So
yes.
I just think, you know, I love my Wonderful Approach family and just being able to do something like that, to be a part of it, you know, and to share my 2 cents and to get my 900 mm-hmm. cents from other people. It was just wonderful. And I truly,
awesome.
Truly appreciate
awesome.
It. I appreciate everything that you do. And again, thank you for being an inspiration to the inspirational.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening and contributing and helping to keep me on a straight and narrow. I appreciate you. Again, another pillar in our community, okay? So I technically speaking, I just want to say this. A Wonderful Approach is an organization. It's a healing and a spiritual education organization, all right? We spend a lot of time praying, building each other, building ourselves individually. Everyone on this phone line, everyone on this show, when it comes to your self-love, you know, what are you doing for your self-love? I hope you listening to the radio show as one of those things that I do for myself, and I do it in a loving manner for my own benefit. You know, that's what I want A Wonderful Approach to be. We want to be working and pouring into each other. The dynamic work that was done in Charlotte, and I know you people like, okay, you just said Augusta, Charlotte. We just got back off of Sapelo. We're on our way to Arkansas and LJ. We're all over the place. We're always doing something. And I try to put it up on a Facebook page. But these events, I would say Charlotte is the base. These events are so mind-blowing because what it does is it allows us to see ourselves from another angle. You know, we get to see ourselves 20 years from now. We get to see ourselves 10 years ago. I can look back and say, ooh, sister, I was just there. I was just there. Let me tell you, that third step is a little loose. You know, we can, and I love A Wonderful Approach because we're all working and sharing and building each other. So it's not one person holding up the many. It's the many holding each other. Oh, it's an awesome feeling, understanding, all of that. So when it comes to self-love, when it comes to really loving yourself, sometimes it takes seeing other people do it first. If you have not been in a loving environment, if you have not been in what you would consider, no one else's consideration counts. No one else's consideration matters. If you yourself were not raised in a which you would consider a loving home, self-love may not be a natural event for you. That's why you have to be around those that practice self-love on a regular so that they can show you what that looks like, and then you can start to mimic it yourself. This is why it's so important, and you know, that we watch who we hang around, who we associate with, what we allow to touch our spirit, because everything that we do is impacting us, everything. And even those things, these things that are most important, like how to love yourself, we are learning actively from the people around us. So if you're around a bunch of women that allow themselves, I had one sister friend, oh my goodness, who had a sister friend who was in a domestic situation. And it hurt my sister friend so bad. And she was not, she wasn't the one in the relationship, but it hurt her that her friend would stay in such a situation. It hurt her to her core. Oh, my goodness. You would have thought that she was in some of these bouts, you know, how much it impacted her. And I was like, sister, this is not good for your spirit. And so we had to find a way to assist. But when you see self-love or when you see the lack of it, it's going, you will know it. It will touch you. It will, you'll say, hey, hey, oh, no, this is wrong. I can't keep this up. Or you're going to say the opposite. If it's a good thing, you'll say, oh, this feels wonderful. I want to be around other people that love themselves. Because when you love yourself, your relationship with God is so much better because you will know how God feels about you. See, God loves us. But if you don't love yourself, you don't know what he's talking about. If you don't have a loving relationship with yourself, you are clueless as to why God does what he does. Why does God protect you? Why does God continue to forgive you? Why does God continue to protect you and provide for you and all of these wonderful things that God does? Why? Because he loves you. It's very simple. There's no formula to it. I wish I could say two of those, three of those. No, no, there's no formula. Love has no rhyme or reason. God does what he does because he loves you. And it is such a blessing to be loved by him. If you can see God's love for you, then you can begin to have self-love yourself. If you have, if you can see, you know, where you've done good work, you know, whether it's community service, whether it's just being there for someone, calling, check with someone and make their day, no matter how you're expressing this love, there has to be a moment where you turn around and say, you know what? That was a very loving thing that you did, self. You really made someone's night with that. I'm proud of you, self. You know, we have to begin to sit back and let our spirit understand the positive things that it's doing and some of the effects of it. Spirit is like, you have to talk about why it's so important, the necessity of it. Okay, if you're not loving yourself, there's a chance that you will leave yourself open to negativity. Because if you don't see the value of yourself, you will forget how precious you are, how important you are, how somebody's going to miss you if you don't come, if you're not here for us, how someone's waiting for you to grow up because they need you to set an example for them, okay? You know, all of these things, if we don't begin to see how important we are to ourselves, if we don't begin to see how special we are, how can we teach someone else how to love us if we don't love ourselves? I know many, 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 many male and female that will speak and say, oh, my goodness, I want to be in a relationship. And the first thing that always pops into my mind is, have you been in a relationship with yourself first? Before you are trying to be in a relationship with someone else, have you been in a relationship with yourself? Have you cared for yourself? you know, like in a relationship, I, right or wrong, I like to buy little things, little notes, you know, a favorite juicy, you know, whatever, whatever. I like to think of the little things like, you know, wow, this is going to like bring about a smile, you know, and it'll just be the smallest things, but that attention to detail, I want you to know I was thinking about you in this moment. But before I can go and do that for someone else, I have to do that for myself first. So my question is, have I been kind to myself? You know, I am the one who will go to the movies by myself. A Marvel movie, I'm out of here. I don't, you know, I'm out. I mean, I don't need the boys. I don't need anything. If I'm interested in the movie, I'm going to go. That's part of loving myself. Not, you know, oh, I have to wait for this. No, no. I want something that I deserve. Go ahead and get it. You know, I am the kind of person that, you know, I want to make sure that the things that I say are important to me, that I'm doing them and doing it very unapologetically. So when I'm trying to, no matter what I say is important, I want to make sure before I say, okay, Johnny, this is important, I want to make sure that I have shown that this is important. So before I say, ooh, having this healthy prayer life is important, before I say that, I'm going to make sure I have a healthy prayer life. Because I know that I have to love and practice loving myself before I can love anyone else. And this goes for God. This goes for your children. This goes for your family. It goes for everything. Every relationship is influenced by your self-love. You can only love something else in comparison to how you love yourself. Once you start to love yourself, you will see love everywhere. Everywhere you go, you'll see, wow, this is really nice. I have pets. I love pets. But there are some people that go goo goo gaga over their fur babies. And it makes me laugh because I'm like, you're doing all this and that dog cannot understand, you know, I love you. They don't understand that. But it tickles me because all they're doing is shining their love for themselves out to this pet. When you see parents goo goo gaga over this one-year-old baby who is just a pile of flesh at this moment. Baby can't do nothing but burp and eat and poop, okay? But this parent is just so in love. They're not in love with that baby. That is their own self-love reflecting out onto this child. And when you see people that can't goo goo gaga at a baby, it's because of their own self-love. This child, whether it's good or bad, whether pooped or not, this child is the same child. The only thing that has changed is your eyes and looking at it. So in all of your relationships, in order to improve all of your relationships, you have to improve the relationship with yourself first. Nothing is going to change until you change. In order to do this, we've got to do a little work, though. Now, the reward is worth it, okay? The reward is very clear, okay? Better relationship with God, better relationship with our family, more patience with our spouse, more patience with our children, more patience, how about this, with our coworkers? Oh, my goodness. How many coworkers are taking a chance with their life, okay? How many coworkers are taking chances with their life because your self-love is running low? Okay? We have to work on this. How does self-love get low? It gets low through life. It gets low because we don't practice. We have to practice. We got to date ourselves, okay? So many times we'll do something once and consider it done. No, you have to continue doing it. Mama Khadijah, if she were here, she'd tell you about her soil therapy. Me, I'll tell you about my duck therapy. I love my duck. Everyone has that little thing that makes them happy. Everyone has that little thing that helps refresh their spirit. There are a number of baths. All my angels know about the white bath. You know, there are a number of ways we can get our self-love higher, okay? Removing the negativity. You know, for those that are on language restriction, you know, that have precision of language, that is a way of getting your self-love higher by watching and regulating the negativity that comes out of you, you know, watching the negativity that you participate in. Don't let no one drag you into a crazy conversation or no. Insist on people. I got into a situation, this was this week, oh my goodness. I was so frustrated that I had to leave. I was like, you know what? I have to go. And I did. And I'm so glad that I stepped away because it allowed me to maintain my good character, maintain my high character. And I was so proud of myself. So when it comes to self-love, pulling away from some of those negative conversations, that's an example of self-love. So when we're making our list, you know, and at the end of the show, you know, for I hope everyone takes the topic and really just write on just half a page, spend some time kind of jotting down, what did this mean to me? Why do I need self-love? What does my self-love look like when I'm doing it, okay, when I'm doing it the right way? What does self-love look like? So we're discussing how it gets low, you know, life, family, any types of situations, it can get low. Other people will put their opinion in our beautiful garden, and it'll be a weed. And once most weeds tend to be very strong, they go pretty far down, and they'll just take over a garden, make it look crazy, and, you know, eat up all your plants and stuff. We don't need weeds. So this is someone else's thought, someone else's negative thought. Go on and take that out. We don't need it. So removing other people's thoughts, sometimes, like, you know, everyone knows that I don't really watch TV. I haven't watched TV in maybe 10 years. And part of it is because I don't need to see the negative imagery that we have out there. That's not self-love. That's not loving anything but money. So, you know, one way that we can work on building our self-love is removing some of these negative pieces away. The music we have nowadays, my goodness, I have to go and wash my ears out after listening to some of this nonsense, okay? We don't need that. So I encourage you, you know, these are things that we have to do to protect our self-love. Our self-love is worth protecting. It's worth holding to yourself. It's worth, you know, not having other people's crazy comments and ideas in it. We have to really work on ourselves, because working on ourselves like this is truly going to help us to get to an understanding of what God intended for us. Because God did not intend for us to be unhappy. God did not intend for us to punish ourselves. No. When you fight with yourself, you win and you lose. I'm not going to win and lose. I just want to win. So we're not going to fight with ourselves. We're going to be kind to ourselves. Sometimes we're kinder to strangers than we are our own selves. If we bump into a stranger on the street, most of us, and that's it. If we stub our own toe, cursing, mad, this, that, and the other, and I'm like, wow, you know, can you treat yourself a little better than that? You know, how I'll say it, I'm going to say it, this weight situation, male or female, is very real. Even though we are spiritual beings, we still are very human. We have to take care of these temples. These temples are housing our spirit. And even if our spirit is super duper strong, it still needs a place to be. This is how God set us up. We have these temporary vessels. And we are to take care of them because we only get one before we have to, you know, allow this vessel to rest. So we have to take care of our temples. Our, you know, I have a very active shrine room. It is hot, okay? I have to maintain it. I got to keep up with that's what I do every Wednesday. This is why by every Wednesday I'm exhausted, because I've been taking care of this temple. I take care of my body. I add extra water. I'm taking away the junk, taking away the fast food, taking away, adding in my, you know, my fresh beans, my fresh rice and salads and all this other stuff. I'm taking care of my temple. This is the way that I practice my self-love. If I got to take a walk around the block with the dog, with the puppies, if me and the boy, you know, are out on walks, walking to the store rather than driving, it's okay. That is how I show myself love. I want myself to be able to look on any given day and say, this is what I did for you, self. This is what I did for you because I love you. Because I love you might mean putting that cigarette down. I'm just saying. Because you love yourself, that might mean putting the cigarette down. Okay? We have to really start to think about what it looks like when you love yourself. Me loving myself means not working myself to the bone. Got to find some other alternatives. Body's not supposed to be up 20 hours a day. I gotta find a different way to get that done. My mother told me, I think just this morning, you know, you're not a machine. And I had to stop and think. And I'm like, what? I'm not a machine? Oh, my goodness. You know, I had to really stop and think. And then I had to stop and think about the statement. Machines don't get love. Machines don't need love. So if I were a machine, then some of the things that I did, oh, it'd be fine. Sure. Work 20 hours a week. Sure. Lift this heavy thing. Don't worry about your back. You know, don't do this. Don't do that. No, I'm not a machine. Those are things I need to think about. These are things I need to take into consideration. So this, I want to show the evidence on how much I'm appreciative of my body, of my ability to work, my ability not to work. So this is how I have to make these adjustments so I can show myself how much I love myself. Okay? So these are just simple things that come into our day-to-day. If you've been sitting at that computer screen for more than 10 hours a day, I promise you, you're not a machine. That's not self-love. We've got to find another way to achieve some of the things we're trying to achieve while still making ourselves priority. We deserve priority. We deserve it. How do we get it? How do we go about it, though? See, that's the key. That's what we have to figure out. How do you make yourself a priority? How do you get back to reconciling who you have allowed the world to make you into and who God has determined that you are to be? Because God made us out to be loving bearers of light. What did the world? What did you allow the world to make you into? Bitter? God didn't make you bitter. God did not make you like that. God made you to be sweet. God made you to be loving and to be loved. God made you for to praise and for worship. God didn't make you to be bitter. God did not make you to be used up by people, by work, by corporations. That's not what God intended. It's not. That's what people intended. You know, don't forget, we're short-sighted, maybe a little greedy, all those things. That's not who God made us to be. God has something very, very special planned for us. Not that. So, you know, as we're thinking about our assignments for the week, as we think about what we're going to write about, what we're going to journal about, when we do, you know, everyone, hopefully everyone has an understanding of ancestors and has a representation of an ancestral shrine in their home. And a lot of times people will say, okay, it's kind of hard for me just to sit there at my shrine, or, you know, that's a little boring or whatever. We're human, and for all of us, that's not natural just to sit right there. But having something to do that incorporates your ancestors into it is a wonderful way of learning how to sit and spend that time there. And this would be a wonderful exercise. How do you express that self-love? This is a wonderful thing to journal and to write about, to think about when you're spending time with ancestors, or right after your prayers, when you're doing, you know, right before your meditation. This is something wonderful to contemplate. How are you expressing your self-love? And if your answer to that doesn't fall through the floor, if it doesn't, like the scrolls fall and roll down the hall, then we need to spend some time there thinking about it. How can we do more to express our love for ourselves? And not for the benefit of, you know, like I said, you know, children can be all encompassing. They can take everything from your bone marrow. You know, I know mothers that have lost teeth behind children because the child just took and just took. So we have to really stop and think, you know, how do I love myself? How do I date myself? How do I show care and concern for myself? And then, you know, and take it as far as you can take it. Well, when I'm showing care and concern for myself, it looks like getting to that gym. It looks like every now and again, you know, that McDonald's is so convenient, but it really is the devil. I'm sorry, McDonald's, you ain't no good. So, you know, it means passing on the McDonald's. You know, it might mean, you know, getting another water, you know, and letting the juice ride. Just one more meal. That might mean making that commitment right here, right now, to say, I'm going to cut my smoking in half tomorrow. and sticking on it. I'm going to cut it in half. And then next month, take that and cut that in half. So, you know, I'm hoping that everyone takes a moment and just, you know, especially with their ancestors, because you have to understand our ancestors died for us. Our ancestors, they have transitioned, and they could be in retirement land, okay? They could be chilling, but they come back to make sure we're okay. They come back to make sure that we have everything that we need. That's some love. That they're going to give up on retirement and spend time watching over us. We already got guardian angels. But we also have ancestors that have decided, I'm still going to be here with you. I want to walk with you. So when you got divine beings spending that time of time with you, the least you can do is love it. The least you can do is take care of yourself. So we have lots and lots and lots of reasons to love ourselves. One, God loves us, so anything that God loves has got to be good. You know, two, ancestors, you know, and this is order of life, you know, for me. You know, the ancestors are right there. Then we, all of us have peers, sisters, colleagues, someone that really needs you operating at 100%. They need you to be doing well. They see beauty in you. Then we have our loved ones, our children, our spouses, whoever. We have people that love us. So if you're looking for a list of reasons to have this love in place, I got plenty of them. But this self-love is going to determine and dictate how we enjoy our life. Self-love will take a problem and can make it a lesson. Or self-love will take that, or the lack of self-love will take that same problem and make it life-threatening. This self-love is such an important, self-love is as important as air. Because it creates a basis as to which we will see and understand all other things around us. Everyone knows I'm into creating spiritual environments. I'm not going to force your petals open. I'm not. I'm not going to force you to come into awareness. I'm not going to force you to recognize it. I'm going to create a loving environment around you, and you are going to naturally respond to that. You'll have no choice but to positively, naturally respond. I have seen the most knuckleheads of all knuckleheads respond to a positive, loving environment. I know. Love, I have to tell you, family, is contagious. Didn't know that, huh? When people feel you loving you, it makes them look at themselves differently. It makes them say, wait a minute, if she can love herself like that, why can't I love myself? I got the same thing she got. I can do the same thing she does, and it's the truth, you can. Self-love is one of those things, one of those pieces to our spirit that we need in order to continue our spiritual development. Now, we can say words all day, and the words will be deep, deep God, deep I understand. Awesome. But without that reference point, we are lost. You know, back in the day, there in the malls, they even have a map. Okay, Shoe Carnival is right here. Okay. But without knowing where you are, there's a big red dot in the middle of it, and it says, you are here. Without that you are here, we don't know where anything is because we don't understand where we are. Where are we? That's how we reference everything. That's how the self-love piece is. If we have our self-love piece, if we have that you are here, if that's firmly in place, can't nobody disrespect you because you love yourself. Before it gets disrespectful, you will either get up and leave or some other action is going to take place, but you're not going to allow yourself to be disrespected. You're not going to allow yourself to be abused because the love you that you have inside of you for you will stop you. And say, oh, no, this isn't going to work. This is not healthy. This is not feeding me. This is not going to sustain me. I can't stay here. When I do house cleaning, I love house cleaning. That's when I get to go into the house and I spiritually battle negativity. You know, depression is a spirit. You know, suicide is a spirit. There's all these spirits that sit around hungry, waiting for you to have a bad day. And then they come in and they want to set up camp and eat off you, right? So what I do is I come in and I, quote, unquote, spiritually clean the house. That is one of my loves. I love doing that. I love showing people how to protect themselves against that negative spiritual energy. And we're in there and we are praying and we are making all kinds of good noise with bells and all kinds, shakerades, everything. We got all kinds of things going on because negativity doesn't like to be around praying. Negativity doesn't like to be around sweet smells. Negativity doesn't like to be around any type of positive thinking, positive words, none of that. I mean, negativity doesn't like TV evangelists. You know, they just particular about their stuff, okay? Well, self-love should have the same reaction. Self-love should not be comfortable in a setting where it's constantly being berated, belittled, where people are being condescending. Your self-love will say, oh, no, I do not belong here. I'm not going to stay here. You're not going to treat me like this. So this is how I know when people's self-love is in place, because they're not going to do certain things. Just not. That self-love piece won't allow them to. So as we're doing our journaling, as we're sitting with ancestors, as we're sharing the information, as we're really going through and thinking about what is self-love, as we're going through and thinking about how do we express it in our day-to-day, and as we're thinking about how do I protect my self-love, how do I stop, you know, my neighbor from irritating me because his dog is in my yard, you know, how do I really start to toughen up that self-love piece a little bit so that it's not fickle and it's not being all over the place. So, you know, these are types of things I want everybody to take a minute to think about and go through the exercise. Think about it. How do you express your self-love? What are you doing? And if that list is not long enough, and I mean long enough, I mean at least 10 things, 15 things, that you do on a regular basis. If your list is not long enough, it's time to put some other things in place. always, this is an interactive show. I encourage you to press 1 if you would like to contribute. We've already had some contributors that gave us some awesome information about their understanding of love, thank goodness, and how it translates. I got another caller that would like to speak. I'm going to go ahead and grab you. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace. Alafia. Woo!
Alafia. Hey, how you doing, honey?
I am wonderful. I hope you are.
Look, it's Wednesday, and I have survived, okay?
work. Hashtag
working on me
Wednesday.
Working on me Wednesday. Lord, we're getting worked on, one or the other.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell
well,
me about
I will
that
admit
self-love
that. Oh, well, you know, since you met me, that has been like the thorn in my side, because I just knew that was dealing with self-love. And sometimes we think the things that we do on the outside reflect our self-love, but what I've learned from my journey is the things that you do for your spirit on the inside. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? What you do for yourself,
mm-hmm.
not just on the physical, but what you do for yourself on the inside. And when you were talking about, you know, that feeling that you get, that you self-love is when you know you're not supposed to be someplace, or you're somebody
yes.
that doesn't respect you, or you're around somebody that doesn't respect you.
Mm-hmm.
You get that feeling in your stomach, you know, that gut feeling, with some people, you know, call it the second mind, you know, and a lot of
yep.
times we brush that off, which is a lack of self-love, because that means you don't trust yourself. And if you don't trust
yep.
yourself, you look for things on the outside to tell you about you, and then you get mad because they
mm-hmm.
told you about something about yourself and it didn't work out. So, yeah.
Right.
You got to really go, you have to internalize and really get to know it. It's interesting because what I've learned about the self-love is that I'm working on now is really getting to know who I am, just like I would try to get to know somebody I just met that I was interested in. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if
yep.
that means going out on a date with yourself, yeah, what would you do when you went on a date with somebody else? What questions would you ask that person? You know, really dig deep. What would attract you to that person? You know, what are the likes? What will you accept? What you won't accept? That's really getting to know yourself. And because regardless of anything, you're going to be with yourself when everyone else is gone.
Yes,
you
are.
You know, that's why I have people that say they have a problem with being by themselves. I don't have a problem. I can be in the house with myself all day long in my thoughts, and
mm-hmm.
I'm fine because
mm-hmm.
I've learned to be comfortable with who I am, you know, and not
right.
surround myself by somebody else's junk or somebody else's input. You know, I don't have to have it till, like, it wasn't until the last, I think, 10 years. Anybody that knows me, I didn't have a TV in my home. I had a radio, but I didn't have a television,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I felt
uh-huh.
like you didn't come to my house to visit my TV. You came to visit me, you know. So
right.
it was one of those things that would take away from you being with me. So just that self-love piece, I think, is very, very important. And I'm learning more about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I love her, you know. I'm
mm-hmm.
learning to accept things about her. You know, there's a lot of things that I was ashamed of, and I realized I shouldn't be ashamed because that's a part of growing up, and it's a part of me, you know, and
right.
it is what it is. My past doesn't have to determine my future, you know,
right.
and using the tools that I have in my toolbox and, you know, and applying
mm-hmm.
those not just to things on the outside, but the things on the inside of who I am as a person propels you forward. And then when you really and truly start dealing with self-love, then you'll start to attract true love to you. Because when people
yes.
see that you love yourself, they're going to be attracted
yes.
to you. And you're going to attract a
yes,
loving
sir.
Person. Don't get me wrong, you might attract some, you know, waywarders there, but you'll know who those
that's
people
right.
are. You'll be able to let them go.
That's right.
So I just wanted to share that part. So thank you for letting me contribute.
Absolutely. I want to say how much I appreciate you contributing. You always have that little different flair coming in. Appreciate it. Awesome. You know, like I said, every show I always get my little nugget of information, and that helps us to really begin to understand our next steps, understand what we need to do. You know, when Bushwoman talked about that gut, it's real. You know within yourself when something is right and when something is not right. You know. You have to trust yourself. She said the T word, which is a big deal, because you can tell when people trust themselves and when they don't. When they're constantly doubting themselves or second guessing, that can't register good in your spirit. Your spirit's like, wait a minute, you believe Boo Boo the Fool over here, but me, the one who's with you always, the one who got your back, the one who'll deal with the consequences with you, I don't get no shout out, I don't get no love. So, you know, that's part of loving yourself, okay? And we have to focus on the inside just as much as we do the outside, okay? And for me, my inside is my spirit, you know, my soul, the piece of me that needs the prayer, you know, the piece of me that needs spiritual development, the piece of me that insists on high character. When you love yourself, you're not gonna let anybody treat you any old kind of way. You just won't. Because you love yourself too much. And you know, we'll joke, we'll say, it's not you, it's me. That's the truth though. You know what I'm saying? It may not be the other person. It may be your spirit. Your spirit may be like, I'm not doing this. I'm not sitting around waiting for this to happen or waiting for, I'm not doing that. So, you know, we all have a responsibility to ourselves for that self-love piece. We have got to get that in place. This, of course, each show, every show is a spirit-led program, is a spirit-led show. And I say all that just to encourage those say, okay, look, Spirit was speaking to someone this evening. This show did not come up by itself, nor were the words that were shared here accidental. So if you happen to be the one that Spirit is talking to, take that to heart. Take this as an invitation to get to know yourself a little bit better. Take this as an invitation to start to show that love for yourself. Take this as an invitation to really kind of do inventory. You know, we haven't let go of our toolbox, okay? But one thing about toolbox, you got to know what's in it and what's not in it. You have to know what tools that you might need to work on and which tools, you know, might need a new handle. You know, you might need some tighter, you know, pliers, whatever, okay? Do inventory of your self-love. Because that self-love piece is going to help you to keep everything else in perspective. Without it, we're lost in the mall. We need our little dot that says, you are here. And when it comes to love, we couldn't have a better guide than God. God shows us on many occasions that love is not something that has to be love is not something that he takes away. He's constantly loving us. He's constantly, whether we deserve it or not, whether we've done what we needed to or not, God is always there showing us how much he loves us regardless. So if God can love us through our own little hiccups, through our own things that we know we need to be working on, we know we need to be improving, but if God can love them, so can we. So we have to really, really work on that piece. I strongly encourage everyone, take a moment to really stop and think, how are you expressing your self-love? And I hope the paper falls to the floor with just list after list after list. I take care of myself. I love myself. I hope everybody's showing that self-love. I'm just running through some quickies right before we get ready for the prayer. You know, I'm drinking more water. I'm having healthier relationships / I'm relating healthier. You know, I'm being more healthy in the relationships I already have. I'm resting more. We repair ourselves. All the damage that we do, breathing in toxic air, not eating right, all this other stuff that we do to ourselves, it gets repaired at night when we rest. How beautiful, how wonderful, how loving. But that's what we have to do. Are you getting enough rest, water, exercise, prayer, love? Are you being protective enough of your self-love? So these are things I want everybody to take a moment. Sit with your ancestors and think about this. I want to go over for the prayer this evening. Every evening we do a prayer. It is a high honor to do the prayer, okay? High honor. I invite those on the line, and, you know, even if you're not a regular, you can start to be a regular. And offer to make the prayer. To have your voice heard, lifted up in prayer is a wonderful thing. And to understand the impact that this has with so many people is wonderful. This particular prayer, Isaiah 61, was given to me. And not as if the prayer was created only for me. But it speaks to me. And it speaks to the duties that I have. And whenever the day has been long, it's so important to remind myself of what God has given to me to be aware of. These are my duties. These are what I'm responsible for. And it's not hard to find out your message from God. It's very easy to find out. But this is what was given to me, and it's Isaiah 61. The year of the Lord's favor. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They shall be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Strangers will shepherd your flocks, and foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you shall be called priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and their riches you will boast. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. How about that? Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope everyone joins us next week. I hope everyone keeps their prayers really, really strong and tight. Please allow that self-love to enter into your hearts, know that God intended for you to be a being that is love, a being that has love, a being that shares love. Allow the love to come into you and to heal those places that are wounded, understanding that love heals all wounds, understanding that love is the answer, understanding that love is for you and you can have at any moment, knowing that love is there, shining from you, shining from God, set there, supported by your ancestors, that you are held carefully in the bosom with your guardian angels, understanding that love surrounds you so strongly that you can't help but to feel it. It's just time for you to open up and allow God's light to shine through you. Ask everybody to sit with that. Amen.